Right now, joining us, John Lazor, the voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, for one more Cowan Gates report before we close it down for the season after calling the spring game in Blacksburg about a week ago. Mr. Lazor, your final impressions where you walk away from this Hokie football team.
Well, I was pleasantly surprised with the way the offense played in the spring game, and I know that there's not a lot of stock to be put in that in a practice, basically in a glorified fashion. But at the same time, with so many limited pieces in terms of who the quarterbacks were throwing to, I was impressed with what they were able to do in terms of completing, particularly against the first-team defense, which I feel is going to be a strength of this team. So I walked away feeling like, hey, A, it was spring football, and you've obviously got a lot of youth out there, and you had 20 guys not playing in the spring game. But at the same time, I think you continued to see that all these guys are maturing a bit, and their knowledge of the offensive system is quite a bit better than it was before spring football began. So a couple steps in the right direction, but obviously, as Coach Fuente and Brad Cornelson said, following the game, you can clearly see that it's a much more inexperienced group than last year, and you've got some work to do.
All right, in the spirit of the Kentucky Derby being on Saturday, would you like to handicap the quarterback race as it exits spring?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because the way that you're going to talk about it now, and I've been telling people this candidly, I felt like if the season was actually going to start rather than it being the spring game, then Josh Jackson was going to pretty much by default going to have to be your starting quarterback, and I still believe that now as they haven't really done a whole lot football activity-wise since then. And I think that just because of his background, who he is, the knowledge that he has of the game, and maybe the edge that he had system-wise. But I will say that from what I saw from the other two, A.J. Bush and Hendon Hooker, I think that competition is going to be a true competition. And I was on record with you and I think some others last year. I felt like last year, although it was a competition in name to the end, I thought it was Gerard Evans' job to lose from the moment he got to Blacksburg last year, and obviously he never did. I don't think that's the case right now. I think that you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself with what you saw from Hendon Hooker, but you can clearly see the potential in the true freshman. And I think from what I saw, he's a lot further along than I thought that I had seen during practice and spring practice. And I feel like he has a legitimate chance. And A.J. Bush is a lot more than his numbers. So, I think the favorite is still Josh Jackson, Wes. I think it's his job to lose. But at the same time, I think those other guys are capable of sneaking up and winning it. So it should be a very interesting camp once you reconvene here in a couple months.
John Lazor joining us in the Cowan Gates Report. Give me the position battle. One offense, one defense that really interests you as we roll into August.
Well, it's not necessarily that it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle to see who is capable of contributing on the outside for this team offensively. And I really want to see where you're going to go with Caleb Farley. I know that as a matter of attrition during spring practice, he had to go to the offensive side, and clearly he was the best player on that side of the ball in the spring game. But again, it's just the spring game. Is that going to last? Is he going to be a guy that's an impact maker as a true freshman on the outside? Who else is going to be around him when Hezekiah Grimsley gets here? Is he going to be able to contribute? Will Phil Patterson be able to come back, stay healthy, and contribute? Will Eric Kuma develop, and we'll see that potential as a redshirt freshman and things like that, because you have so many question marks there, and I know fans are going to be screaming at the radios right now, we want to know who's going to run the ball. Well, I want to know that too, and not necessarily who's going to win the competition physically, Wes. It's Trayvon McMillan's your most gifted back. You obviously know that from an athletic perspective, but what's the scheme going to look like in terms of trying to conventionally run the ball, or are you not going to try to do that? So I think those are the questions that you always have when you run this style of play, and that's why you have so much intrigue going in. On the defensive side of the ball, I think like a lot of people, I want to see where Devin Hunter is going to fit in this puzzle. Is it going to be a battle between him and Reggie Floyd to see who the Rover is going to be, because there's not a ton of open spots on the back end of that defense? But is he that type of player? And I think many people think he is, where he's going to show up in day one, be pushing some of these veteran guys, and be ready to play against West Virginia in about 4 months. So I can't wait to see that, and I know I'm not alone there.
Give me the Hokie this weekend that either got drafted or picked up as an undrafted free agent, where you see them, see the team that they got picked up by, and you see a fit.
Well, the obvious answer to that for me, my friend, is Bucky Hodges, because, of course, he was picked by the finest non-championship-winning team in all the land, the Minnesota Vikings. I'd say that legitimately because, that's a team that has a phenomenal defense, and they have a defensive-minded head coach, but offense was just putrid last year. So I think any weapon that you can pick up for that offense, and Sam Bradford, your boy from Philadelphia, coming over, is a good one, and I think Bucky Hodges can make an impact in that offense because he is the type of matchup changer that you need that Minnesota has not had, where they have a lot of guys that profile the same way as receivers, and therefore nobody can get open. You know, along with another ACC guy in Dalvin Cook, are they going to be able to open up that offense for Minnesota? So I look for that. I love where Sam Rogers wound up too, because clearly he's got a coach that still respects the fullback position and the versatility in that spot. So I love where those two are at. I don't know enough about the Ravens defense, but I know enough about Chuck Clark to like the, what he has the chance to do and where they selected him. Obviously, they think that he has a future in that organization. So I'm excited for them all, and I don't care where Isaiah Ford wound up. He's going to have an NFL career and a good one, and I'm not quite sure why only people in the Hokie Nation were the ones to see that.
Yeah, like I said, scouts said about his 40 time, but I think he's going to be one of those guys. He'll get down there.
Yeah, I don't care.
He'll get down to Miami. He'll get into camp, and I think he'll be just fine. And if they don't keep him, I think somebody's going to pick him up. John Laser in the Cowan Gates Report, brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. We want to thank them for bringing Lays to our show each and every Wednesday through football and basketball. Lays will be back next September. I hope you come down. You can jump on the show any day you like. Love to have you down. You could come over. You could stay at the house. We could do the show. You could help me paint the nursery. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the offseason you could be a part of.
Yeah, you know, as your life becomes more and more domesticated, mine is too. I'm about 3 years behind you, I think, on all of these things. But at the same time, my schedule is so packed with weddings and showers and things that we're attending here across this great country that I'm not quite sure when the next time I'm going to be down in Richmond is. But I know I'll be there, hopefully. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I know I'll be there towards the end of May for the LLS Gala and then also the LLS Golf Tournament. So I'm sure I'll sneak an appearance into the studio and into the diamond then. But, yeah, I do really want to thank Brandon Cowan and Cowan Gates, because it's more than just them making me available for your show, which I'd probably do anyway, of course, as you know. But he's just a great guy and doing some great work philanthropically throughout the community, as we try to do too. So we really do appreciate that, this being the last one of this athletic calendar.
I second that as well. And look, if you can't make it down to help paint the nursery, there'll be plenty of diapers for you to change when you visit in the fall. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, that's a skill I've never really mastered.
Don't worry, I'll teach you.
I bet you don't know at this point, to be honest with you. I do want to get one last plug in, though. People, there's still some weeks left in Joey Sly's LLS campaign, and actually it's going to wrap up in Richmond, that gala that I mentioned on May 20th. So if you would like to attend that, and we would certainly like to see you there, go to helpjoeykickcancer.com, and certainly there are some tickets still available for that, so we'd appreciate it.
Yep, helpjoeykickcancer.com, also available on my page. We have it posted up there for you as well, foxsportsrichmond.com. Lays, I'll see you around sometime soon, buddy.
All right, buddy. Good to hear your voice back, too.
Yeah, you and me both. Thanks, my friend. John Laser, brought to you by the fine people at Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff. And if I can make the connection, yes. Brandon Cowan, fantastic people. So much. I trust him. Did my wife and I's will, which is now a very important part of our life. But yes, Brandon Cowan, Cowan Gates, thanking them for another fine, fine year. And thanking him for all that he does. Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case. Wes McElroy, Fox Sports 910.